There is no such thing as a child prostitute. Kids who are forced to sell themselves night after night on a street corner are not prostitutes. Kids who are brutally beaten by their scumbag pimp for not making a quota are not prostitutes. Kids victimized and sexually exploited by grown men are not prostitutes. No child grows up dreaming of becoming a prostitute and living this horrific life. They are victims. Victims, victims. They're manipulated emotionally, physically, into one hellish life. So we need to wrap our arms around them, get them everything that they need to get on the road to recovery and the path to a better life.
A lot of this work is already happening through Michelle Guyman and LA Probation and the STAR4 program. So the foundation has been set, and now it's about making it clear that that is the direction for all of LA County. We have no example where a sheriff has said that we will go after buyers for statutory rape, sexual assault of a child. Whenever we see a buyer arrested, if it's arrested at all, it's usually for solicitation. That keeps it in the context of vice and prostitution. So part of saying that we are moving into this context of understanding the issue as child abuse and child rape is what we are also doing with the buyer, and then moving away from a criminalization approach to a public health approach. The FBI just did a major cross-country operation. They said that they rescued hundreds of kids and 149 traffickers. Not one buyer was arrested. So we do not have precedence at the national or local level of saying, not only will we go after the buyers, but we will do more than simply slap them on the wrist. We will go after them for the crime of abuse done to a child.
To just say that the majority of our girls would tell you across the board their buyers are never held accountable. Just to give you an example, we had a case of a 13-year-old and two 16-year-olds who were being trafficked in North Hollywood. The 13-year-old was actually caught in the act with the John. With the John, I would actually like to replace that terminology to be rapist, child rapist. That child rapist was caught in the act with this 13-year-old. Law enforcement, who happened to be patrol, intervened, handcuffed the 13-year-old, threw her in the back of the cop car, took her to jail, juvenile hall, and handed the 50-plus-year-old man a citation for solicitation, which meant that he could then pay a few hundred-dollar fine, go to John's school, which is much of a joke, as we would see traffic school, where they sit in a room for a few hours and then have their records completely cleared as if nothing ever happened. So the amount of progress that is needed in that area is absurd. I mean, how this has gone under our radar as far as law and policy and the treatment of these children for so long is ludicrous to me. So there's a lot of reasons why we have statutory rape laws in place so that child is not held responsible. So why is it when then he pays to do that, he gets let off? That means he was intentional about seeking to find someone that he could exploit and rape.